This week's Cut Newsline is 5 cuts. All cuts are Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In general, producers didn't sell cotton at $2. USDA is saying that their average farm price so far this year is averaging about 80 cents. But at 80 cents, most producers make a profit. And the volume of cotton that went through the gins in 2010, and of course certainly looks like could go through gins in 2011, is making gins, I think, whole after some pretty tough years with low volumes.
Cut 2. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
That helps gins, that helps farmers. Cottonseed crush is going on very aggressively right now. So cottonseed crushers are doing well. I think decent margins there. And the whole seed market's still strong.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Just reflecting this high demand for cotton immediately after harvest. So I think some of the warehouses are probably suffering a little bit of a pinch on cash flow because they're pretty bare. But at the same time, they were able to see quite a bit of cotton go through those warehouses. I think some of them are a little bit concerned about where they'll be next year at this time, that they may go through 2 years of a fairly quick turnaround, cotton in, cotton out.
Cut 4. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think the other thing that the U.S. textile mills have been beneficiary of is that some of the foreign mills lived a little more hand-to-mouth, got caught on some really high prices, and as a result, some of the sourcing work has actually turned back to looking more at some product coming out of Central America. And of course, if product comes out of Central America, there's a real good chance that's U.S. yarn and fabric that went into that product. So that's actually supported some U.S. mill use. And we've seen U.S. mill use come up a little bit in the last 12 months.
Cut 5. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've shipped a lot, but we still have a lot to ship. And, of course, you're always concerned about kind of prices some of this was sold at, folks being able to open those letters of credit. Because all our marketing folks have had some pretty high margin costs they've had to meet with this high prices and high volatility. And I know they stay anxious about making sure those letters of credit get open and that cotton gets shipped. But I think in general they're optimistic about those sales being realized and that cotton being shipped.